Thank you very much, Dr. Hastetter and team. This has been a wonderful tradition growing at the ITI that we have our own musicians treating our ears to some reflection. So thank you very much, Dr. Hastetter and your team, for these beautiful tunes that Mozart wrote already so many centuries ago. I would like to welcome all of you and continue the opening of the semester ceremony. And I would like to address a few words to you at the beginning of this new semester, a few reflections I have. But I would first like to welcome some new students that have joined us this semester. First, I would like to welcome Father Daniel Bolzian. Where are you, Father Daniel? Yes, welcome here to the ITI. Father Daniel is a diocesan priest from New Mexico in the United States, and he will spend with us a sabbatical during this semester. And I would also like to welcome, freshly from Germany, Mr. and Mrs. Gola. Where are you? Yes, they have joined us in the licentiate program. They will be in joining us in the licentiate program, and we're very happy to have you here. They will be also focusing their studies on marriage and the family, as this is an area, if I remember correctly, in which you are already very active. So we're very happy to have you amongst us. Now, I hope, I'm supposed to know as president the new students, I hope I've not missed anybody. Usually I don't, because during a second semester we usually have few students that new students that join us. But all the more a warm welcome. A warm welcome to all of you having returned from your semester holidays. We hope, as the faculty and the administration, we hope that you have had the opportunity to rest well, to recharge your batteries, so that you can go forward with joy in this new semester. And for that, I would also like to welcome back my colleagues in the faculty and administration, those of you I haven't seen during the past months. Most of you I have seen, because we have obviously all been working hard to prepare this semester. So a warm welcome to all of you. I had a few reflections at the beginning of this semester, and I would like to start those thoughts with telling you about a very interesting experience I had last week. Last week I had the great honor to have been invited to the celebration of the Dies Natalis of my own alma mater, the university where I studied, that is to say, one of the universities where I studied, but the university where I obtained my master's degree, and that is the University of Leiden in the Netherlands. It is the oldest university of the Netherlands. It's a little bit older than the ITI. It was founded in 1575, so only a few years older than the ITI. And it was a great honor for me. I was invited to participate in the Dies Natalis and to represent the ITI there, and to also participate in a little bit, a bigger procession than we just now had. I think there were in total about 300 professors and rectors and deans, not only of the University of Leiden, but also one of them being me, visiting rectors and professors. And I also had the honor to do this together with my father, because my father, who is now 83 years old, is an emeritus professor at the University of Leiden. So we both studied at that university, but my father was also a professor there later in his life, and now it sort of came full circle that father and son were at the celebration of the Dies Natalis at this very old and tradition-rich university. And it was a great joy for me to be there, to walk there. I had taken my whole family to make sure that they saw where their father was all those years ago. This is more than a quarter of a century ago, 26 years ago to be exact, that I started at the University of Leiden. And it was a very beautiful ceremony, rich of tradition, rich of intellectual rigor, I would say, that I've also learned at that university. And there was one thing that struck me as I was there in relation to the ITI. The motto of the University of Leiden is Presidium Libertatis. Now, the reason why this is the case is because this university, and I hope we don't have any Spanish amongst us, but this university was founded by Prince William of Orange in 1575, gifted to the city of Leiden in recognition for their valor in kicking out the Spanish from the Netherlands, who were occupying the Netherlands at that time. And that then soon afterwards led to the regaining of independence of the Netherlands. And so Prince William of Orange actually, so to say, gifted the University of Leiden to the city of Leiden, and did that in honor for their regaining the liberty of the city and that part of the country. And that's the reason why it has as its motto Presidium Libertatis. And I was reflecting on that, and I thought, we could give such, I mean, we have a beautiful motto, so I'm not intent on changing it, of the ITI, but maybe we can have something like a sub-motto, which I was thinking of, and André will not be angry with me if my Latin is still a little bit rusty, but I would say, why don't we give the ITI the motto, the additional motto, Presidium Fides et Ratio. The reason why I thought that is because during this ceremony, there was a lot of talk about liberty and freedom, which was beautiful. But I think that liberty, true liberty, is only possible when faith and reason truly have a chance in a society to develop. And faith and reason go hand in hand, as St. John Paul II wrote so beautifully in his encyclical on faith and reason. So I think for the ITI, we are a presidium for faith and reason. And that is really something that I wish all of us to reflect about in this new semester as we go forward with our studies, as we professors and administration go forward in helping you students with your studies, in teaching, in running the institute. So fides et ratio, presidium of that. A second thought I wanted to reflect on with you with that is the word reflection. Because if we speak about faith and reason, that is something that needs reflection. And we live in a time of many opinions, of instant opinions, of instant sharing of opinions with the whole world via Twitter, Facebook, and all the other wonderful social media which we have, with email and SMS and WhatsApp. But it seems to me that very often we forget to reflect on something before we express an opinion. And I think this is an ill that we also suffer from within our church, within our beloved Mother Church. And I think this is something that especially we can work on. I was reading a very interesting article recently by Sister Teresia Alitea Noble. Some of you might know her who read the Catholic website Alitea. She writes wonderful articles. And she had a wonderful article recently where the title was, "The Church Doesn't Need Our Opinion, She Needs Our Holiness." And I think that in light of the many discussions that are currently going on in the church, specifically with regard to a certain papal document, and the discussions and questions and concerns people have about this papal document, there's a vibrant blog and opinion and Twitter sphere also amongst us Catholics. And this often leads to the debate becoming sometimes very superficial, sometimes becoming very one-sided. And she says then, in this wonderful article that I all recommend you to read, it was very, very helpful for me to read that. So under the title, "The Church Doesn't Need Our Opinion, She Needs Our Holiness," she then said the following: "It is doubtful that the Holy Spirit needs the voice of every Catholic with a blog and a Twitter account to set things straight. A really wonderful title, which I think gives us pause to thought. And what better place to do that than here at the ITI, where we are called to prayerful reflection of theology, prayerful reflection on all the texts we read, we discuss, and to ask ourselves the question, where is the Holy Spirit leading us? And in that, she then goes on in the next article that she publishes a few days later, where she says, Catholic social media, why it's important to respect our bishops and Pope, and how to tell which online reading is spiritually beneficial. This is also an excellent article because it gives a list of tests you can give an online article to see if it's something spiritually beneficial. And I also highly recommend you to read that. And I think in these times of great insecurity in the world, this insecurity obviously is sometimes felt in the church, I think we are especially called to this prayerful reflection. It is not strictly necessary that our opinion is heard by everybody. Sometimes it's probably not even necessary that it's heard by anybody at all. It's sometimes much better that we take more time to reflect, to prayerfully reflect, to read, to understand, and most importantly, to trust the Holy Spirit. To trust that the Holy Spirit, despite all our human weaknesses, within and without the church, within ourselves and those around us, the Holy Spirit we can trust does work, will work, and will lead the church every day of the existence of our world. And so, in concluding, I would like to remind ourselves of the prayer that we just prayed. It is not for nothing that we again paused with Saint Therese, our patron saint, in fact, one of our patron saints, and committed ourselves again to her little way. This little way is a way of humility. It's also a way of prayerful reflection. So I hereby open the new semester in wishing you a prayerful, reflective semester in which we take the time to let the Holy Spirit work through His way, through God's way, and probably leave our opinions a little bit behind and see how the Holy Spirit will lead us in our studies, in our prayer, in our service to society, and in our way forward as students. And I wish you all a very inspiring semester, a very joyful semester. Hopefully we will have more beautiful days like these. And I look forward to graduation, which will be a very joyful event, because I promise you that graduation this year will be in the new hall, in the new Allen and Redmond Riley Hall. We're just waiting for this firewall to be built, but all indications are that the hall will be fully ready by then. So with this, I close the opening ceremony for the new semester, and I invite everybody for an agape in, Father Juraj, St. Therese, right? In St. Therese.
The lunch will be at 12:30.
At 12:30. So you have time to slowly go over there. Wishing you all a good semester. Thank you, and God bless.